association with CFRC 101.9 FM.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Hey, I'm Ewan.
And I'm Ryan.
We're from the Sheepdogs.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
The mood.
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 With me.
I'm radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And welcome back. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you tuning in through the web, it is 10 o'clock here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall in the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. Oh boy, I'm excited for today's episode because this is my In Honor of International Women's Day episode. Last week I had my lovely housemate Maggie on for K-pop, so we pushed the calendar back a little bit. The concept, I guess, for International Women's Day, in the past I've done female rage and women scorned and very like Riot Girl female rage centric episodes. For this year I wanted to shift away from anger, even though there's a lot of anger and we will get into that, shift away from anger into appreciation, not only for the women in my life and the women that I surround myself with, you know, growing up, but also now, but also appreciating the women that I was raised throughout my musical lifetime, if that makes sense. You know, like the women in music that not only did I go to for comfort after a long day at school when I was, I don't know, 8 years old. What did I have to be stressed about at eight? I couldn't tell you. But I think there's such comfort and such solace of hearing your voice represented in broader media. And I mean, we can get into the diversity conversation a little bit later, because I do think it's important for diverse voices to be represented in media, not just music, but entertainment and film and TV and comedy and basically everywhere. There should be diversity everywhere, and that's a non-negotiable for me. And if you don't agree with that, I simply don't know what to tell you. It's 2025 at this point. But focusing on women, hearing women's voices in media and hearing them represented not only in the music that I grew up with of my generation, but the generations before me, my parents' music, my grandparents' music, and even beyond that, was such a powerful and a valuable thing for me as a young girl. Being able to consume, you know, Alanis Morissette and understand her frustrations and apply that to different parts of my life, be able to hear Fleetwood Mac and hear Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie like screaming their hearts out and like being so emotional and passionate about one thing or another, being able to talk about you know, for example, Rhiannon, where they're talking about like a Celtic folklore and talking about this woman, this goddess, this idol in folklore that's also now being personified musically by Stevie Nicks. And the magic that these people have, not only through their music, but their performances. Like, as somebody who has been a lifelong Stevie Nicks fan, which comes up every now and again on the show and pretty much every day in my daily life, I would say seeing her live a couple years ago was, for me, one of the most fundamental experiences that bridged who I was as a child and who I am now as an adult. And coming back to that and revisiting those feelings that I had when I was listening to her music in my dad's car for the first time, and just like the consciousness shift of, oh, this is what it's like to be a woman. At that point I was like, what, six? I wasn't a woman. But this is what it's like to be a girl in society, a woman in society. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I think this is something that's really resurfacing in popular culture and in the media, is women reclaiming the right to be a girl and reclaiming the right to exist, not in a way that they have to prove themselves to somebody else and not in the way that they have to perform for somebody else, but existing solely for the person that they maybe always wanted to be, existing for the girl inside of them who is never able to be a girl because there's so many things in society that, you know, from such a young age, you have to act a certain way, you have to dress a certain way, you can't dress this way because you need to be perceived this way, you can only play with these toys and like these colors and draw these pictures. And there's so many restrictions that are put on young girls that they really truly carry with them into adulthood, and they carry those boxes and those labels. And you know, you never forget the time that, you know, a girl in your high school calls you a name and you're like, maybe I am that, maybe I am what they say. And you take that inside of you and you're so insecure and you feel that you don't have a place and you don't have a way to express yourself because what you're feeling on the inside doesn't reflect what you're expected to show on the outside. So I think having women in music has been so powerful for me in that essence of self-expressionism, being able to, you know, look alive and like shamelessly be who you want to be and be who you are out loud. So for me, Stevie Nicks is a perfect example of that. You know, I used to watch videos of her back when YouTube is nothing like it is now. Like, I was on my family desktop, like, watching the screen buffer and buffer and buffer just so I could watch Stevie Nicks jump around stage with a tambourine and just look so effortlessly magical and embody what it is to be a woman in her own sense, because it's different for everybody else. So I guess that leads me into my first few tracks here. I talked about Stevie Nicks, I talked about Alanis Morissette, and I'm going to throw one more track in that kind of embodies who I am now, because those are both artists that were fundamental to me growing up and throughout my entire life up until now. An artist that has come into my life fairly recently, as in like the past few years, has been Leah Curry. This is an artist that I've spoken about very highly on my show, as well as my other show, What's Brewing, which is Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. if you're up that early. She is an emerging artist out of Montreal, and she put out an entire album that's talking about our relationship with Mother Earth and how we treat Mother Earth and how that relationship looks ultimately. Like, her concerts, she calls conferences, and she has a bunch of stunning visuals. The concept for this album is just incredulous, and I am in awe of every single thing that she puts out and she does. So I strongly encourage you to check out her work. She's also part of a band, which is how I originally discovered her. She's part of a band, Afternoon Bike Ride, out of Montreal as well, and they also have a lot of lovely tracks. She is the lyricist, I believe the primary lyricist of Afternoon Bike Ride, and speaks a lot about her experiences being a caregiver to her parents and those roles reversing, and also just trying to find space for herself. So I feel like that definitely echoes the sentiment of being a woman and finding your place in society and trying to remove yourself from all these labels that have been attached to you kind of against your will. But without further ado, we're going to start things off with a classic and a fundamental in the passage that is my musical journey and my life, Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. After that, You Learn by Alanis Morissette, because you do learn and you do get better and you do figure it out. And then to top things off, Motherland by Leah Curry off of her album of the same name. But without further ado, we can listen to Stevie Nicks' wonderful vocals on Rhiannon right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Love you. walk in a tight line. I love to keep you warm, and I love to keep you all mine. But I can't go on from here. I know you didn't know. If taking's all you do, then nothing could ever grow. Nothing could come to bloom. But now it's been a while that you're not a child walking in the wild of denial with me too. Now I'm awake, I'm counting down the days, they're numbered for me to let you go, leave you be, set you down.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Leah Curry with Motherland. Before that, Alanis Morissette with You Learn. And at the very tippity-toppity of that, we had Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. Today, we are demonstrating women in music. We are sort of, I don't know, I'm personally talking about my journey through music by way of female musicians and creators, and kind of just a general conversation about how women don't really get their flowers in the industry, and when they do, it becomes a problem that suddenly has to be debated in papers and magazines, and suddenly it gets reduced to this inane conversation of what's she wearing, and is she representing like the zygote and like the style, and is she like suddenly like, is she too fat, is she too thin, like, not to get into the specific like blunt of the matter, but that's essentially what it is. Is she hot, is she not? And that same criteria doesn't get applied to men in the industry, because men are valued for their work and for their contributions, and women are valued for how they can be sold as a commodity. And it's always kind of been that way, at least for as long as I know, based off of my knowledge and based off of my experiences, both as a consumer in the music industry and somebody who now engages with it as like somebody who is giving music recommendations to other people by way of, you know, just in conversation, but also over the radio and engaging as a different part of that life cycle. I don't know, just going into women in music is, it's really just sort of a black hole that consumes you if it's something you're passionate about, because you see so many artists from even like the 50s and 60s, like female musicians, jazz musicians, that were never properly compensated for their work. And it gets even worse when you look into more diverse groups beyond just women, like people of color, women of color in the music industry, who have just been so chronically like let down. They have been mistreated. They have been, you know, not properly compensated for their work. They've been expected to climb mountains, essentially, in terms of looking a certain way, sounding a certain way, fitting a certain image. And that is just representative of a greater problem in society, which is my belief. Representative of the fact that women are just, again, held to a higher standard at all times. I feel like I'm going on way too much of a tangent, but essentially for me, being a woman and identifying as a woman and growing up with all of these artists, you know, not only seeing that a lot of times they're perceived a certain way, like even the way that my dad would talk about certain artists of like, oh, she's this, that, or whatever, it's something that becomes so ingrained in the zeitgeist and so ingrained in the culture and so ingrained in these conversations that we're having that we don't even take a second to think critically about what we're saying. We don't take a second to consider that these women are just essentially doing what they're passionate about and what brings them joy. And it's not necessarily, you know, as much as music is supposed to be, or I guess it's not supposed to be anything, but music is for like a communal community consumption, it doesn't mean that the people making those music, making the music, have to make it a certain way to fit in a certain box. Music is an art form. It's very fluid. It's very like, it's supposed to be representative of who you are and what you're feeling and your experiences. And that's supposed to maybe not entirely embody it, but it's supposed to inform your art. And the second that we start telling women that they have to only make pop music, they have to only be happy, they have to only be peppy, and if they're sad, it has to be, you know, about a boy, and it can't be because society is just constantly letting them down. So I think it's really valuable to see artists that can speak about broader issues, and I think there's even more of a platform now for female musicians to just release music that represents their passion and represents who they are and their art form. And with that, we're getting into the next segment, which is, I had to include a little bit of angry women in here because we are angry. If you know a woman, she's probably angry, probably a lot, and probably every day, because this world just sucks. And that's just the way it is, and we've had to deal with it. I feel like the first artist that I have to go into is one that, again, is just very well known in these spaces. Courtney Love, with her band Hole, has done a lot. They emerged in the 90s during the grunge scene out of Seattle. Their biggest album is from, I'd say, the biggest year of the grunge movement, 1994, Live Through This, which came out in the midst of everything with Kurt Cobain's death. And the one thing that absolutely peeves me off more than anything else is all of the people, even to this day, that are like, Courtney Love is the reason he died for one reason or another. Like, she arranged it or she wanted something. And simply it's just because she's a woman, and it's easy for them to throw the blame onto her. And when she speaks out about other issues in the industry, specifically male artists that have discriminated against her and other women on the scene, have impeded on their rights in one way or another, it can be discredited to, oh, well, she doesn't agree with what we want and she is just crazy. Like, it's so easy for society to put the crazy card on a woman and just diminish everything that she's talking about and everything that she's fighting for, because that's what they've always done. Think back to female hysteria in literature of women who could have been upset for very genuine, real reasons and were either put on substances to soothe them and appease them, or were locked up by their families for being hysteric and being out of control. Anyhow, Courtney Love, I feel like, is a modern day example of her arguments and her conversations that she was trying to start in the music community being shut down consistently because she was pinned as the crazy girlfriend, the hysteric woman. And this song, specifically Doll Parts off of Live Through This, talks about how women are broken up into these different parts and they're commoditized and they're basically made for consumption of other people. And it's an angry song. And it basically just, this was my introduction to, I think, female rage. And it helped me identify those feelings within myself before I knew what they were. And I think that's so valuable for anybody, but especially for young women, to be able to say, okay, I'm allowed to be upset. Somebody else is upset about this, so I feel like I have permission to be upset about this. And this is something that I've had these feelings around, and I don't know what those feelings are, but now I kind of understand. So there's a little bit of solidarity there. The next song that I'm going to be playing is by The Pretty Reckless, which, again, is another staple band in my life. I love Taylor Momsen to bits, and she was part of the film industry and the TV industry. She was on How the Grinch Stole Christmas, on Gossip Girl, and she's spoken out about the mistreatment that she's faced in those spaces as a young girl who was under 18 for a lot of her career on TV, and just absolutely mistreated, as with a lot of people in the entertainment industry, as I was speaking about before. Anyhow, The Pretty Reckless is a band that she put together in 2008, and they talk about a lot of different things, but this is off of their most recent record, Death by Rock and Roll, from 2021, and it's entitled Witches Burn, and I think you can get the gist of it from that, but, you know, it's talking about what we're talking about today, and I think it pretty much echoes that. It's the angry sentiment. And finally, we're going to close things out with a group out of St. Catharines, Deer Fang. This is their collaboration with Burning Out. Deer Fang is a female-fronted band, and this specifically doesn't necessarily talk about women's rights and women's issues. It talks a lot about, like, LGBTQ communities and representation of, you know, diverse gender representation. And this is off of their most recent album, Bloom, from 2025, February, so very recent. But without further ado, we're going to get things started with our love, Courtney Love, from Hole, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
I am doll eyes, doll mouth, doll legs. I am doll arms, big veins, doll baby. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, they really do. Yeah, they really want you.
hearts, bed skin, doll heart. It's dance for night, for the rest of my life. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, they really do. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, but I do too. I want to be the girl with the most cake. He only loves those things because he loves to see them break.
Stop! shape of a soul. The dark will have its day, but there's a price I'll pay. For the summer, for the summer, one thing I've learned, you'll get your turn.
That was Deer Fang and Burning Out with Open Your Eyes. Before that, we had The Pretty Reckless with Witches Burn. And at the very top of that set, Doll Parts by Hole, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. We're getting into our last few songs. I've been yapping tremendously today, so I hope you don't mind that. But this is, I mean, as a woman, this is an issue very near and dear to me because this is who I am. And for those of you who have tuned in to my International Women's Day episodes previously, you would know that these tend to be quite the yap fest of me just expressing my sentiments out loud, because the way I look at it is I have a platform to sort of speak on these issues to a broader crowd of people, whereas a lot of people don't have that privilege. And I like to use my position of having a platform to speak out about it, even though I maybe am not the most educated person in the field. Like, certainly I have done research into this. I have looked into statistics. I have read literature about it. I'm certainly not somebody who is an expert in the field of gender equality and women's rights, but I feel from personal experience and just, you know, the literature and the statistics and everything that I have consumed up until this point, and also just being a woman myself, I feel like I have the ability to speak on this, at least to some capacity. I feel like it would be not necessarily a waste, but it would be an oversight on my behalf to have this opportunity to speak about these issues, especially in an industry that is so powerful and so ingrained in my life and my future career, that like I couldn't not do this, if that makes sense. That being said, I have a few songs coming up that are a little bit newer. They're more like new Canadian female musicians that I'm starting to get into more, or I have been getting into. And I just wanted to highlight them because I feel like I've mentioned before, it's very hard for women to get their flowers in the creative industries or in general. That being said, before I get into that, I would just like to take a moment and recognize the women in my life specifically that have contributed so much to who I am and where I am as a person. That being said, you know, shout out to all of my friends. If you're listening in, even if you're not, I love you to bits. Shout out to all of the professors at Queen's, all the female professors that uplift their students, that, you know, show up every day and try to help educate people to make better and more informed decisions in their everyday life and help them be more educated in their field. It's really hard to be a woman in academia. As much as it also is hard to be a woman in entertainment, it's hard to be a woman in any field, but specifically academia, it's hard. Not only because men like to take credit for a lot of things that they don't necessarily have the right to take credit for, but also because there's just always going to be a bias, I think. I don't know, always, hopefully not always, but there, in the foreseeable future, is going to be a bias on the way that people are hired and the way that looks in terms of compensation. And it's always going to be an uphill battle for women, for people of color, for diverse communities. And now, even more than ever, this is coming into question. Rights are being taken away and stripped away from people, from minority groups and underrepresented groups. And, you know, I would say that women make up half of the population. So logically, you would think that we would be represented politically and socially more. But here we are. You know, I want to take a moment to recognize all of the wonderful people in the United States and across the world that are going through many various issues regarding their rights. I mean, the United States is a prominent example because it's so close to us. We feel those effects ripple up to Canada. We see that being brought into question with our politics. And it's a scary time for everyone, and certainly for women and people of color and any minority groups. So even though this is supposed to be about women in music, I think it extends beyond that, because women in music are just a small sample pool of the women that exist on this earth and that exist in life. So that being said, to anybody out there who might be listening in who is maybe not a woman, or doesn't identify as that, or maybe, you know, is a woman such as myself, who is white and has not only like maybe is discriminated in different ways. White women do have a lot more privilege than women in POC groups, and women who are in gender diverse LGBTQ2S plus groups as well. So, you know, myself recognizing that privilege and being able to speak out about this, knowing that, you know, I'm not necessarily going to get as much backlash as somebody else. And just the entire message of this program, always and forever, but also specifically today, I can be a little bit more vocal about it, is to just uplift those around you. Whether you're a woman, you're a man, you are non-binary, a person of color, whatever, whoever you are as a person, as an individual, you should seek to uplift people in your everyday life consistently, because that's why we're here. That's what humanity is. And I think that's just something to carry with you at all times. I don't know. I feel like I'm running out of things to say simply because I don't want to speak on things too much that I'm not particularly educated in, because that's not my place. But do your research. Understand what's happening around the world. Understand, you know, not only the political situations, but the social ramifications and the cultural ramifications and how they affect people, not just, you know, the straight white man, but also diverse groups. And when you listen to music, try to consume more meaningfully. Try to be more intentional with what you listen to and who you listen to and who you support in this industry, because it is just a field of landmines, and it's very, very hard to know who you're supporting. You know, streaming services aren't obviously the greatest. We have them because of accessibility, but they don't necessarily compensate. And there's a lot to speak on there, and that's an entirely different subject. But just be mindful of what you're doing in your everyday life, what you're consuming, why you're consuming it, and who are you impacting with that consumption, either negatively or positively. You know, if you consume a small artist from Montreal, St. Catharines, Toronto, Cavendish, PEI, no matter what you're doing, if you're consuming that music and you're spreading the word of their music, that's going to have a positive impact on them. And I think that's one of the big things that we talk about in radio, is supporting smaller artists. And specifically in Canada, we have laws to uplift Canadian artists through the CRTC. So just make an impact in your everyday life is what I'm trying to say, not so gracefully. Make an impact, be conscious, be mindful, and also just uplift. Live purposefully. And I had a wonderful conversation about living very intentionally and living with the intent to do good overall last evening with my friend Madot, who is coming up next in 8 minutes or so. So stay tuned for her and her lovely show, Alchemy. But yeah, so as a final sign off before I get into the last few tracks, I would just like to say thank you to everyone who tunes in. Thank you to my community of women that uplift me every day, my housemates, my friends' moms who were there for me when my mom wasn't, my grandparents, my grandmas, my sister, who is quite potentially the person that is held in the highest regard to me and is my reason for being here on Earth. I love her to bits. And if you know me in real life, you know that I never stop talking about how proud I am of my sister. She's just a wonderful human being, and I'm so happy that I get to know her and love her every day. But before I get too sentimental on air, we're going to start things off with Saya Gray. This is an artist from Toronto, and this is off of her most recent album as of February 2025, Saya, Thus Is Why I Don't Spring for Love. And finally, we're going to close things off with a lovely duet. duo out of Montreal, Milk and Bone. This is off of their newest EP, Baby Dreamer, as of January 2025, with Hands Dirty right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. Have a lovely day, and hopefully I'll see you next week.
Indigo, where were you when I needed you most? Indigo, where were you when I needed you most? Needed you most. You love me differently. I loved you all the same.
Looking for a hand that's looking for mine, scanning the line.